Christmas, my true love gave to me. 10-minute yoga.
Think the lotus. Feel the lotus. Dry the lotus.
9 tele magnets, 8 Bollywood films, 7 11 workers, 6 IT graduates, 5 Indian games, 4 Hare Krishnas, 3 butter chickens, 2 nosy in-laws, and a totally insufficient dowry.
Speaking of things that lay eggs, I understand you have found perhaps the dumbest on a long list of stupid gift ideas this holiday season.
Well, when you said speaking of things that lay eggs, I thought you were talking about the show.
Well, you're that too.
Well, yes. And of course, happy holidays to everybody. You know, these days you can buy just about anything online.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, the online merchants know it. So they'll try to sell you anything online, and that's the problem. You know, people do buy this stuff.
For those of you who don't know, this is You Can't Make It Up, our daily dose of dumb. This is the 12 Days of Christmas special that began last year, thanks to my compadre friend who said, let's get up every day for 12 days and do this show. This is day three in the 12th, three French hens, Thursday, December 16th, and we're going to be back with that. Probably, I think it's one of the dumbest gift ideas I've ever heard of. But in the meantime, here's Sylvia Bennett from her Smile LP and Wrap You Up for Christmas.
Wanna wrap you up for Christmas, take you home with me, put you with the other gifts under the Christmas tree. Gonna fill your day with sunshine, even if skies are gray, show you you mean to me on this special day. When Christmas time is here and joy is everywhere, the greatest gift of all is the love that we share. When the day is over and Christmas time is gone,
Sylvia Bennett, an adult contemporary easy-listening jazz artist from Miami. Her style has been compared to Barbara Streisand, Rosemary Clooney. Those of you under 50 will just, you know, pretend you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Astrid Gilberto and Ella Fitzgerald. You know, some great names there.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvia Bennett, Wrap You Up for Christmas. So, I'm stumped. I want to give that gift that I'm certain this person doesn't have. What would you suggest I do?
Well, a lot of suggestions I can't say on the show, but here's one I can say. This comes from part of the country. You know, you remember yesterday's show, the guy was from Prairieville, Kansas?
Prairie Village, Kansas.
This is not far from that, literally. This comes from a place called PrairieTumbleweedFarm.com.
Okay.
All right. Now, you may get an idea where this is going.
Yeah.
So I will, I'll give you the spiel. Why not give us a gift, or even get for yourself, your very own Christmas tumbleweed?
Yep.
Now, yep. What a great idea, right?
How do you decorate tumbleweed?
Well, here, they claim, and I'm not making this up, this is on their website, Yeah. They claim, and I'm quoting, tumbleweeds are decorative all year round and as festive as Christmas trees. That's their claim.
Yeah, these movies, you know, when they open the credits over the Westerns, uh-huh, you see the tumbleweed blowing down this ghost town street.
That's what this
is. You gotta decorate this stuff?
Try to picture this. Now, prairie... We need some of that music, you know, in those... Yeah.
I'll find some. Westerns, yeah. You know?
Prairie Tumbleweed Farm. Now, it is in the heartland. It is in Garden City, Kansas, which they claim is the tumbleweed capital of the world, which I now, didn't get one, but that's...
You know what else is there? I think if you look it up, go to redneckbank.com. I think that's the local bank.
Yeah, where the banking's funner.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, you know, nothing says happy holidays like a big clump of dried plant in your front yard.
Honey, look what I got for you. What is it, dear?
Now, it's very reasonable. I have to get in that. Prices range from $15 for a small tumbleweed, $25 for a large one, plus, of course, shipping and handling. Now, on the website, and again, I'm just quoting what they have. They say each prairie tumbleweed is factory tested before it leaves the farm.
I bet it is.
We assure you, it will indeed tumble when exposed to wind.
Yeah, they put it in a wind tunnel.
Which, now, think about this. This kind of begs the question. If you are trying to make a Christmas display in your front yard, and you put a tumbleweed out there...
We guarantee it'll blow away.
You can't get dumber than that. But apparently... The company says, you know, that's your problem, not theirs, because you know what their slogan is?
No.
If they don't tumble, we don't sell them.
Will that be cash?
If they do, you're not going to be back.
You wouldn't want one. So I'm giving you one of those.
No, thank you.
I'm spoiling the price.
When we're done with this show, I'm going to call 1-800-FLOWERS and see if they can wire this to somebody.
Why not?
On our way out the door, remember Bill Collar and the Chicken Shack?
Yes.
Our good old boy from Georgia. Well, he's back with Christmas Eve in the Trailer Park. There goes the tumbleweed. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow for day 4.
Grandma's standing in the kitchen where the mistletoe's hung. Be careful, she ain't wearing her teeth, and she might try to slip you the tongue.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2 canscomedy.com.
Bubba sniffing glue over in the corner, shaking up an old NASCAR snow globe. My sister Sue was merry at the Walmart nativity, but she got fired today. She and a wise man were under the manger, taking a roll in the hay. The phone rings, daddy was DUI. Mama commences to cuss. She says, Ed, you better go down and fetch your pa. You're the least drunk of any of us. It's Christmas Eve in the trailer park. Everybody's drinking since noon. We put the lights on the roof back in 92. They ain't coming down anytime soon. Pass me the turkey bologna and that box of strawberry wine. And at midnight we'll get out the shotguns and shoot up the speed limit sign. Jimmy tapes green skull cans up on the fridge. It's a perfect holiday wreath. And then he announces to us he's fixing to run off with a Catholic priest. Mama lets out a scream and chases him down, whacks his head with a broom. Uncle Earl's quietly cooking up cheer, crystal meth in the back bedroom. It's Christmas Eve in the trailer park. Everybody's drinking since noon. We put the lights on the roof back in 92. They ain't coming down anytime soon. Pass me the turkey bologna and that box of strawberry wine.
And at midnight we'll get out the shotguns and shoot up the speed limit sign. We're unwrapping cartons of Camels and unloading cases of beer. It's just like when Burl Ives sings, the most wonderful time of the year.